bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and really great evening. You know, I get so excited for these Thursday fellowships because there's so many of us that are like-minded on that one accord, just striving to do the Father's will, you know, coming together, sharing testimonies, desires, goals, visions, and just really encouraging one another to every good work. And we are so, so blessed. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings, but in the physical, we are also very, very blessed. Them spiritual blessings have manifested in the physical. No matter what your situation is looking like right now, God is with you. God has already given us everything we need. We are fully equipped. And 2023, wow, what a year already. And this is going to be the best year, a great year, a year of prosperity, a year of wealth, a year of many people being saved and coming to the knowledge of truth. Because God is not lack when it concerns his promises. And when we lift our desires to him, he will surely bring them desires to pass. He wants us to be blessed. He wants us content in every situation. And you know, when we pray for things that we may need or we want, it then, over time, it changes to the things that God wants. We pray for the desires God puts in our heart. And as long as we're literally doing Matthew 6:33, seeking first the kingdom of God, seeking first God, putting God first in everything. You know, he put us first when he gave up his son, and now his son is seated on his right hand side full of glory. You know, he gave to us first. So now we seek him with our whole heart. And the more we trust in God and the more we put him first and seek him first, the more everything we need is added to us. It's not just added to us a little bit here, a little bit there. It's added in abundance. We have an abundance of joy, an abundance of peace, an abundance of prosperity, an abundance of overwhelming freedom. Because who the Son sets free is free indeed, right? And we have all been set free because of our believing, because of our trusting, because of who we are. And so, Becky shared, you know, that we're all individual. Yes, we are, and praise be to God for that, that we are all individual, that we have all different looks, abilities, we all have different ways about us, different personalities, because if God created us all the exact same, it would be a very boring world. Even though we are all very much created now in his image, you know, it's that image of his love, his perfectness. You know, God has never been seen. Nobody has ever seen God. So our physical bodies and our physical attributes are of the flesh. You know, he's created us all individually. We all have different DNA. We all have different color hair, different color eyes. But the spirit that lives within us, when we're operating in that spirit, we are in God's image. We are operating from the right-hand side of God. And all authority is under us. You know, we get to speak and things manifest. You know, we've been hearing a lot over the last couple of years in regards to watch what comes out of our mouth. Our confession. What are we speaking? What are we hearing? What are we letting go in? And then what is coming out? You know, because if we are in God's image, there is nothing that we need to do to be more perfect. God has created us all as individuals, but he's created us to be in his image so that we can manifest his power, his glory, his love, his peace, his abundance, and be the exact image of him. And when we're walking in that image of him, people need us. People are crying out for freedom. People are crying out for hope. People are crying out to be free from depression, anxiety, sickness, illness, poverty. People are crying out to be free from all these restraints that have been put on them through the devil, and we are that hope in this world. We are that light in this world to dispel the darkness that people have banded themselves to through the decisions and the lifestyles in which they're living. But when they get to a place and they're crying out, who are they going to see? Who's going to be in their path? It's going to be Danny, Amber, Marie, Ethel, Peter, Frank, Sakina, Mary, Becky, Kathy, Kim, Lawrence, Jason, Madeline, Michael, and whosoever is believing on these things. You know, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are in God's image. We are absolutely perfect. We have to stop trying to be like anyone else. We have to stop comparing ourselves to anyone else. We have to stop thinking that God is favoring another over us because our situation doesn't look how someone else's situation is looking right now. We are all on a journey, and we are all needed for now. We are all needed for a time such as this. We are all in the perfect place at the perfect time to give them perfect words when God speaks through us. We live each and every day. We live it with excitement. We live it with joy. We live it knowing our sonship, knowing who we are. We live it being careful, mindful, what is coming out of our mouth. But not just what's coming out of our mouth. What are we hearing? What are we listening to? What's trying to form our identity? Is this world trying to form our identity? Or are we letting our identity be in God? And so there are people out there that need each and every one of you. There are people out there that are crying and in need of help. We don't have to go and search for these people. It don't mean we have to go and look for the needy and the poor and the brokenhearted, because God will bring them to our path. Like Danny shared, on site, he's working on a building site. Men and women are working hard, but different men are coming to his room to seek what he has that's different from what they're experiencing. And what has he given them? He's given them hope. He's given them life. He's given them the things that God has given him to speak in life tongue. He isn't worried about what he knows or what he needs to say. He's just being that living example. He's just being ready to give an answer to all men that comes and asks. So as long as we're ready, as long as we're happy, as long as we're joyful, we don't have to be in the best mood today. We don't have to have everything going right today if things aren't like that, you know? Because at that moment in time when we are needed, when we are needed to speak, God will speak. In that moment when we declare who we are in Christ, we change the atmosphere. We move the mountain. We move everything from being an obstacle to being clear road, clear path, testimony after testimony. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are created in the image of God. We are that person who God needs today. He didn't need any one of us 1,000 years ago, 500 years ago. He needs each and every one of us today, tomorrow, the next day. He needs a Danny and Amber in Bristol. He needs a Marie in Ireland. He needs a Peter in America. And all the rest of you also. He needs us all in these areas to be able to pray for that hungry laborer, to lift our desires to God for all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth, so that he then can epilogue, throw out the laborers to wherever we are. If we're walking, if we're in the supermarket, if we're in our own home, he will send the ones that are hungry and ready to receive the words. And when he gives the words, these people will take off like rockets. It will be jackpot after jackpot after jackpot. And who gets the glory? Do we get the glory? God forbid. God gets the glory. God gets the glory because he is the creator. He created everything he created flesh from the dust of the ground, and he created this whole world within 6 days and rested. He gets the glory every minute, every healing, every person who comes from poverty, every situation, every darkness that's dispelled and light becomes, he gets the glory, and he will continue to get the glory. And as long as our hearts are in that place and we're humble and meek, as long as we're declaring the things He wants us to declare. Wow, guys, wow. We're going to see signs, miracles, and wonders, not just every month or every other year. It's going to be daily, because signs, miracles, and wonders follow us because we believe. And then signs, miracles, and wonders will look different from person to person. And from a healing, from a headache to a healing of cancer, it's the same miracle, it's the same testimony, it's the same to God. We categorize things. So I want to encourage you today, do not categorize yourself. Do not try and be like anyone else on this Zoom. Do not try to be like anyone else that is in your circle. Be who God has called you to be. Remember that you are made in His image. You are absolutely perfect, and there's nothing you need to do to change anything about yourself. The things that we do though, to keep us hot and on fire, the things that we can do to keep them fiery darts from hitting us, we speak in tongues much. We pray much. We honor God with our substance. We stay connected where we're being fed. And most of all, we let God lead us by that Spirit. We don't lead ourselves. We don't lean on our own understanding. We don't try and run to certain things to get the answers. We go to God. We go to God, the one true living God, the only God. We go to Him and let Him lead and direct our path. Because He doesn't want any of us to be doubting, worrying, fearing situations. He wants us to be full of confidence, full of faith, full of truth. And the truth is, He is working in us greatly. He has filled us with the Holy Spirit, and He is speaking today. Every word is still proceeding out of the mouth of God. He didn't stop yesterday, the day before, the day before. He's talking and living today, and He's living through you. So rise up tomorrow, be bold as a lion, be strong, be courageous, be happy and content with who you are. But just remember to do the things that keep you hot. Because the enemy is there trying to douse you with water. He's trying to cool you down. He's trying to hit you with these arrows to take you off course. And he is already defeated. He is a liar. And we stay hot by doing the things we need to do. Connect. You need to connect daily. Connect. Honor God with your substance. If you're giving something, up your honoring God. In faith, do it with faith. But up it. You know, speak in tongues much. Really, really pray with your understanding. And just do walk by that Spirit. Because God never created a failure. And He is not going to let us stumble over any stumbling block the enemy has put there for us. He is going to move it straight out of the way so that we can walk. And we can see them jackpot moments wherever we go. So God bless you all. This is our greatest day. This is our greatest year. We are living the greatest life ever known to men. And if God was still writing the Bible today, we would all be in it. Because we are all living testimonies. So God bless you. Have a great week.